Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am in Carlos Molina, M-O-L-I-N-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Molina as described on the reports listed above. Period. He is now a 46-year-old male who recalls he was injured at work on 11-12-05. Period. He was working as a dock mechanic and lifting 5 gallons of antifreeze, injuring his lower back. Period. He did not go to the emergency room. Period. He had further evaluation for his lower back, lower lumbar condition, and underwent surgery for this on 2-6-06 and then in May of 2011. Period. He denies any interim injuries since last evaluated here. Period. He had received additional treatment last around 2 years ago. Period. New paragraph. Records show he received an order approving settlement on 3-2-17 in conjunction with an order for distribution. Period. He then reopened his claim. Period. New paragraphs. Mr. Molina was seen on 10-3-15 by Dr. Atlin, A-T-L-I-N. Period. He continued to do well and was back to work. Period. He is assessing at least 70% improvement utilizing spinal cord stimulation for his ongoing foot and leg complaints. Period. His medicines have come down. He's now down to just Ultram, 1 tablet 3 times per day. Period. They were lowering his Cymbalta to 60 milligrams daily. Period. He's also taking natural hypnotics for sleep and taking gabapentin for neuropathic pain. Period. His medications were refilled. Period. He followed up with Dr. Atlin through 6-7-22. Period. At that time, he noted intake urinalysis showed positive for marijuana at the time of the last visit. Period. Furthermore, he recently went to New Jersey and apparently left some of his medicine up there. Period. Dr. Atlin wrote, this is unacceptable. Period. This is a 3 strikes in the last 2 visits. Period. He needs behavioral support. Period. He was not going to give this petitioner narcotic analgesia in light of this reporting and finding. Period. His stimulator was working well, but he was suffering from reactive depression and anxiety. Period. He found his affect to be somewhat emotional, distraught, and angry. Period. He would have to have these issues addressed with the appropriate professional. Period. On 8-29-17, Dr. Atlin performed removal of expired pulse-generated Medtronic primary cell battery, replacement and connection to Shore Scan Restore Sensor, Medtronic MRI safe rechargeable battery under fluoroscopy, intraoperative analysis program of spinal stimulator, postoperative program analysis and education of new spinal cord stimulating device. Paired the postoperative diagnoses were post-lumbar laminectomy pain syndrome with recurrent bilateral radiculopathy as well as expired pulse generator battery. Period. On 8-21-18, Dr. Atlin performed left lumbar facet steroid / local anesthetic blockade, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, program analysis of spinal cord stimulator, and 2 trigger point injections in the right buttocks area. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was chronic back pain syndrome associated with lumbar facet syndrome, trigger points of the right buttock area, and spinal cord stimulation for failed back pain syndrome. Period. Mr. Molina accepted additional treatment from Dr. Atlin on 4-2-19. record, this was a bilateral lumbar facet steroid slash local anesthetic blockade at 04-5 and 05-S1 with hardware injection under fluoroscopy, comma, reprogramming and analysis of spinal cord stimulator. Per the post-op diagnosis were post-lumbar laminectomy pain syndrome with recurrent mechanical back pain and lumbar facet syndrome. Paired Mr. Molina underwent an updated lumbar MRI on 10/5/19, but was not compared specifically to any other studies. Paired and capitalize this, insert the impressions from this report. Period. New paragraph on 3/30/21. Dr. Atlin again performed lumbar epidural block and reprogramming of his spinal cord stimulator on 3/30/21. Period. Added diagnosis of complex regional pain syndrome of the foot and leg. Period. On 3/22/22, Dr. Atlin removed his expired pulse generator battery, comma, implanted a new SureScan rechargeable programmable stimulator battery with intraoperative impedance check and postoperative program analysis. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were failed back syndrome with expired Medtronic primary cell spinal cord stimulating battery. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He related that he flew from Dallas to participate in this evaluation. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. He had a longitudinal anterior scar at the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the left knee was mildly limited from 0 to 130 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness, period. Motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness, period. Deep tendon reflexes were 1 plus at the patella bilaterally and 2 plus at the Achilles. The SNET section is normal cervical. He was tender at the trapezii bilaterally in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the midline. Period, there was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paracervical musculature. Thoracic, he was tender in the midline at T6, as well as the interscapular musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Lumbosacral, he was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period, he changed position slowly. He was able to squat to 60 degrees and rise. Period, his fracture revealed in the midline 6-inch length scar consists with his surgery. Period, in the right flank, there was also a transverse scar with a subcutaneous battery device present. Period. He actively flexed to 45 degrees, comma, extended 20 degrees, and side bent right 20 degrees. Period. Left side bending and bilateral rotation were full. Period. He was tender to palpation at the sciatic notches bilaterally as well as the left sacroiliac joint and greater trochanter, but not the right. Period. There was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paravertebral musculature, comma, iliac crest, comma, or in the midline. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 65 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period, there was a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period, impressions. Insert what is marked from the back end of my 2016 report and supplement it with the following. Since evaluated here, the petitioner had ongoing care with spinal cord stimulator and medications, period. He had an updated lumbar MRI on 10/5/19 that was not compared directly to any other studies, period. And underline this, we will have to do that within the earlier report, period. New paragraph, he currently had mildly decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine, period. He had no palpable spasm or tenderness of the paravertebral musculature or sciatic notches, but there was a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification, period. He was able to stand on his heels and change positions slowly with squatting to 60 degrees. Period. Less than that is normal. The paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same as before and will be inserted from the prior report. Period. It does not appear that he actually has clinical manifestations of complex regional pain syndrome. Period. End.